course, you know, every Friday, courtesy of our friends at the Dairy Queens of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. That's Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, and Baseline Road. A chance for real talkers to bring the heat. We want your hot takes. We want to hear them. These are all real emails to talk@ryanjesperson.com. It's the Flamethrower, presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. And this one, this edition, short and sweet, because we wanted to give Clyde the spotlight. Clyde says, a letter to the listeners. I love that, Clyde. Says, I read Stephen Guilbeault's editorial, that's the federal environment minister, in the National Post, where he states that Canada carbon rebates that return more money to 8 out of 10 Canadians that they pay in pollution pricing. And then as the pollution price goes up, so do people's rebates. And Clyde says, I felt compelled as a business owner to dispel this asinine myth that the minister is perpetuating. I told you there's healthy cynicism on this show. Says, yes, as an individual, you may receive the same or more back than what you personally spend on fuel, natural gas, electricity, but what they're not telling you is that the cost of everything else you buy also has the carbon tax priced into it. Clyde says, my business, for example, pays the carbon tax on our fuel, our heating, our electricity, and just as importantly, we pay carbon tax every time something moves. Truck, train, boat, plane, whether we're receiving it or shipping it. We live in a very large country. Transportation has never been more expensive than it is right now. So, wonders Clyde, what can my business do to cut our carbon footprint? We manufacture goods, which takes a lot of power, with machines running 12 to 18 hours a day. My most recent quote for rooftop solar, which at its peak would provide half of my electricity consumption, was $300,000. Good investment? Maybe, if I own the building, which I don't, and I will never be able to afford to do so. Do you think my landlord wants to spend that out of the goodness of his heart? Clyde says, earmuffs, kids. Fuck no! Says, I own 17 delivery vans that run on gasoline. I'd be happy to switch them all to electric tomorrow if I could afford to, and if they could travel more than 200 kilometers fully loaded. I looked into horse and cart, but I'll be damned, they're not allowed on the roads anymore, says Clyde. All of this to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, that everything you purchase has the carbon tax built in, because the only way to stay in business these days is to pass it on. Guess whose prices went up on April 1st? Mine and everybody else's. And you can thank your liberal government for that. That from Clyde, who sent us an email to talk@ryanjesperson.com. We invite you to do the same thing. You could be featured in a future episode of The Flamethrower, presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. Make it a great weekend, everybody. We're looking to another week, another lineup of banger episodes, and we're grateful to know in advance you'll be joining us. In the meantime, tell your friends about Real Talk. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. Rate and review. And most importantly, this weekend, keep it classy and stay safe. We'll see you soon.